This is a service for the fourth Sunday in Lent. We will also be doing online services for this Wednesday Lenten Vespers, next Sunday, March 29th, and the following Wednesday. God bless our worship as we now sing the opening hymn, Glory Be to Jesus, hymn 433. Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We chant the intro it from the insert.
My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he will pluck out of the net.
One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody through the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now,
out of the net.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Page 189 for the collect.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, your mercies are new every morning, and though we deserve only punishment, you receive us as your children and provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the fourth Sunday in Lent is from Isaiah chapter 42. For a long time I have held my peace. I have kept still and restrained myself. Now I will cry out like a woman in labor. I will gasp and pant. I will lay waste mountains and hills and dry up all their vegetation. I will turn the rivers into islands and dry up the pools. And I will lead the blind in a way that they do not know. In paths that they have not known, I will guide them. I will turn the darkness before them into light, the rough places into level ground. These are the things I do, and I do not forsake them. They are turned back and utterly put to shame, who trust in carved idols, who say to metal images, "You are our gods." Hear, you deaf, and look, you blind, that you may see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger whom I send? Who is blind as my dedicated one, or blind as the servant of the Lord? He sees many things, but does not observe them. His ears are open, but he does not hear. The Lord was pleased for his righteousness' sake, to magnify his law and make it glorious. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please turn to Psalm 142. We'll chant it responsibly.
With my voice I cry out to the Lord. With my voice I plead for mercy to the Lord.
I pour out my
lives within me, you know my way. In the path where I walk, they have hidden a trap for me. Say you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living.
Answer to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are too strong for me.
Bring me out of prison, that I may give thanks to your name. The righteous will surround me, for you will deal bountifully with me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Ephesians chapter 5. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light, for the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, "Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
With you is the fountain of life. In your light do we see light.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 9th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Having said these things, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with the mud and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar were saying, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is he." Others said, "No, but he is like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." So they said to him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud and anointed my eyes and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. So the Pharisees again asked him how he had received his sight. And he said to them, "He put mud on my eyes, and I washed, and I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner do such signs?" And there was a division among them. So they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him, since he opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked them, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but how he now sees we do not know, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he is of age, he will speak for himself." His parents said these things because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone should confess Jesus to be Christ, he was to be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, his parents said, "He is of age. Ask him." So for the second time, they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "Whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." They said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" And they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from." The man answered, "Why, this is an amazing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, God listens to him. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You were born in utter sin. Would you teach us?" And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and having found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and it is he who was speaking to you." He said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him. Jesus said, "For judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees near him heard these things and said to him, "Are we also blind?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say, 'We see,' your guilt remains." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Please turn to page 191 to confess the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Hymn 547.
Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. On this fourth Sunday in Lent, we rejoice that Jesus gives us physical and spiritual sight so that we can see the works of God in Jesus, just like for this blind man and for you and me. Think of how wonderful physical sight is for your eyes, the eyes in your body. What a blessing your vision is when you get up in the morning and you can see the light, the creation, the birds, the animals, the sunrise, the people that you treasure in your life. You can move about freely. You're able to see. What a great treasure here on earth is the vision in our eyes. How much more important is the vision for our soul and our heart, our spiritual sight? The blessings of the vision of knowing the light of God, knowing Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we can move about freely in the kingdom of God with the greatest treasure, spiritual sight, for our eyes, knowing truth, and having our eyes set on heaven. So on this fourth Sunday in Lent, we, along with this blind man who was given sight by Jesus, we too rejoice in our physical and spiritual sight, and rejoice in the works of God displayed in Jesus, the Son of Man. So let's first consider physical sight for our eyes. Jesus was passing by the road. It was a Sabbath day, the day of rest. They called him Rabbi and teacher. Along the roadside, there was a man born blind. He had never seen. He was a beggar by the roadside. This was an honorable thing to beg. People were called to give alms to the poor. This man had never seen. He was born blind. Now, Jesus' disciples, and it was common in Jesus' day, assumed that this man was blind from birth because either he had sinned or his parents had sinned. Jesus immediately says, that is not true. Neither of these are true. He is not blind because of his sin or their sin. No. The works of God will be displayed in him from the Father through the Son. And you're going to see that Jesus is the light of the world who can give this man vision for his eyes and for his soul. In the Old Testament lesson today, one of the signs and the proofs of the Messiah was in Isaiah 42. I will lead the blind in a way they do not know, in paths they have not known. I will turn the darkness before them into light, the rough places into level ground. One of the signs of the Messiah is that he would open the eyes of the blind. And so Jesus is about to show that he is that promised Messiah. Sometimes Jesus simply speaks a word and heals, because his word has all power. Here it is his word plus means, and we understand the idea of means of grace, that Jesus attaches his word to water, to bread and wine, and here he attaches his word in this way. He spits on the ground, he takes the dirt and the clay, forms it with the saliva and the dirt into a type of mud, and plasters the man's eyes, anoints his eyes. Then he says, go wash in the pool of Siloam, there in Jerusalem. So now the man is walking through the streets of Jerusalem with mud all over his eyes. He washes, he comes back seeing. Here is this amazing miracle and a connection to the book of Genesis. Jesus is making it clear, just as in Genesis, God took the clay and the dirt and formed Adam from nothing, who had no sight and no life, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Now Jesus, with his hands, is taking some clay from dirt and taking that through the washing of water. So this man goes from blind to seeing. He, in a sense, is born for the first time. He can see. This astounding event happens, and the neighbors can't understand. How did this happen? We've known him all of our lives. He could never see. How is it that he can see now? So, to the neighbors and to the Pharisees, and there is some humor in this text, he has to explain to them several times what happened. To his neighbors, he said, the man named Jesus, who put mud in my eyes. I washed and now I have sight. They ask him if he knows where he is. He says, no, I don't know where he is. To the Pharisees who say, how did this happen? He told them, the man Jesus put mud in my eyes and I washed and now I see. And the Pharisees don't believe it. And they said, this man is not from God. He's doing this on the Sabbath. He's just a sinner. He's certainly not a prophet. They revile this poor man. But here we see the reality. Even though they don't understand it, Jesus is proving here that he is the creator of light. He is the creator of eyes. He is the creator of sight. He opens the man's eyes. This is proof that he is the Messiah, the promised Christ. And he's given us a glimpse of heaven where the blind will see and the deaf will hear. Praise be to the Lord that you have physical sight, like this man, that you can see with your eyes, that God created your eyes so that you can see the light and you can be his instrument of love and mercy to those around you. We praise the Lord for physical sight for our eyes. But just as importantly, we praise the Lord for spiritual sight for the heart. The drama continues because this man now is given a greater vision, spiritual sight. The Jews don't believe that he had been born blind. So what do? They call the parents of the man and ask him, is this actually your son? Was he really born blind? And they meekly say, yes, he is our son. He was born blind, but how he happens to see now, we don't know. They say, ask him. He is of age. Now, they were afraid of the Jews because the Jews had told all the people that if anybody in the synagogue says that Jesus is the Christ, you would be thrown out, which is excommunicated, cast out from God's people. So they're afraid. They want him to speak for himself. And now you have this amazing conversation between this dear man and these Pharisees in their arrogance. And in this conversation, which to me is one of the most beautiful conversations in the entire New Testament, note this. Everything the Pharisees say is false. Everything this beggar says is true. Jesus exalts the humble and brings the proud down. Consider everything the Pharisees say about not wanting any kind of spiritual sight from Jesus at all. The Pharisees say, we don't know who this man is. We consider him a sinner. You say you were blind, and now you see. We don't believe you. And even though the man told them over and over again, they say, we are disciples of Moses. You're a disciple of this man. We don't believe anything that this man has done. How did this happen? They reviled this poor man. We don't know where this man came from. They would not listen. And then they say to this beggar, you were born in utter sin. You're going to teach us. And their proud arrogance, every single thing they said was wrong, was false. But everything this dear beggar said in his humility was true. He said, I don't know if he's a sinner or not, but I do know this. I was blind and now I see. I've told you over and over again. Do you want to hear this again? Yes, I'm interested in becoming a disciple of Jesus, but this amazing thing is God doesn't listen to sinners, so this man can't be a sinner. He must worship God. How can he give me sight if he is a sinner? And then the proper conclusion that this dear beggar makes. If this man does God's will, speaking of Jesus, if God listens to him, never since the world began has it ever been heard that a man opens the eyes of someone who was born blind. If this man, Jesus, was not from God, he could do nothing. This is astounding. This beggar grasps the entire gospel, understands exactly who Jesus is. He has spiritual sight for his soul, just like he had physical sight for his eyes. Praise be to God that you've been called to faith, that you have heard the word of God and been washed by the water of baptism, and that Jesus gives you under bread and wine his body and blood, so that you not only have sight for your eyes, you have spiritual sight for your soul, just like this man. You recognize that Jesus truly is the Son of God and the Messiah. So for you and me, the works of God displayed in Jesus, the Son of Man, which we know about because our physical eyes read the Bible, and our spiritual eyes, by the work of the Holy Spirit, have been given faith in Christ crucified and risen for us. How do we now proclaim the works of God displayed in Jesus, the Son of Man, to our world, so our world can have spiritual sight? Well, when Jesus heard that this poor man was cast out, he found him. He said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man? Who is he, sir, so that I may believe in him?" And Jesus says, "You have seen him, and it is he who is talking to you." Jesus is telling this man that he is the Christ. Then the man says, "Lord, I believe," and worshiped him. My friends, that is a creed, just like the Nicene Creed that we just confessed. We just said, "I believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, Jesus, who is very God and very God, begotten, not made, but born of the Virgin Mary." We have just confessed in the Creed. We too believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and in him we have life. And you know, every time Jesus comes, he comes always in law and gospel. Law for those who think they can see who are actually spiritually blind. The Pharisees are blind. He says, "You say that you can see, but because you actually can't see spiritually, your guilt remains." But for this man who could not see can now see. He knew he was blind, but his guilt has been removed because I am his light. And for all who come to me and admit, "Lord, I'm blind. I need your mercy," I take their guilt away, Jesus is saying, and I give them spiritual sight. As Paul said in Ephesians, those who will not believe like these Pharisees are people who walk in darkness, unfruitful deeds that must be exposed as shameful, done in secret. These people sleep in spiritual death. But Paul says, we walk in the light of the Lord. We walk as the children of light. We have the good fruit of that which is good and right and true. Everything is made visible, Paul said, by the light. Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Jesus Christ will shine on you. So in conclusion, Jesus brings judgment on those who are spiritually blind, but brings blessing to those who can spiritually see. And this sight is not something we created in ourselves. The Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, has given us this sight. So that we, like we said, in the creed that we confessed, and in our everyday life, we confess that through Christ, we have sight for our eyes and sight for our soul. We confess that we believe Jesus is the Rabbi, the Teacher, the Work of God, the Light of the World, the Miracle Worker, the Man from God, the Lord of the Sabbath. He is not a sinner, but righteous, the Prophet. He is the Christ. He is the Messiah. He glorifies God. He is the Lord of Moses, the great I Am, who spoke to Moses in the burning bush. He is the Son of God and the Son of Man and the Lord. And you and I have spiritual sight. So with this man, today and always, we say, "Lord, I believe." To Christ alone be all glory forever and ever. Amen. The peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds and faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We sing the offertory, page 192.
Charged all the way?
Halfway.
All we have is the prayers We do have the closing hymn.
I think we probably make it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll announce the offertory again.
Yep.
A second. Do you give an intro to the offertory, or do we just go right into it?
Do we just... I give an intro, and so that's my bad.
So you can give an intro, okay.
Okay, so am I cueing you, or am I cueing you?
Cue me.
Cue him, okay. All right, you ready?
Offertory, page 192. Church. Let us pray. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their needs. Lord God, Heavenly Father, from your hand we receive all good gifts of physical and spiritual sight. By your grace, guard us from all evil, and by your Holy Spirit, grant us the faith to, along with the beggar, say, Lord, I believe, rejoicing in your bountiful goodness. The sight that we have for bodies and souls, Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant restoration to health, healing, safety, and strength to Candy Darmody, Claire Gorman, Claudia Hall, Steve Favors, Sean Wood, Arlene Audie, Kevin Zellers, Virginia Herrott, and Kent Christner, and all who are in need of healing and strength as they daily remember your goodness, Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Comfort the family of Rhonda Hines at the death of her husband, now that you've received him to yourself in heaven. Sustain and comfort the family with the sure and blessed hope of a reunion in heaven. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, Heavenly Father, in the midst of this pandemic, grant us grace to trust you during this time of illness and distress. In mercy, put an end to this epidemic that afflicts us. Grant relief to those who suffer, comfort to all who mourn. Sustain all medical personnel in their labors, and cause your people ever to serve you in righteousness and holiness. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant, O Lord, that you, who guide us by your holy word, by word and sacrament, you created us as your church to be a godly communion and a caring family. During this time of distress and affliction, may we continue to serve each other in mercy, witness, and life together in our church, child care center, and campus ministry. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant, O Lord, that you be with those who serve in the armed forces of our nation. Eternal Lord, ruler of all, guide those set in positions of authority among us to be high in purpose and wise in counsel. And be with those who serve in the military, Courtney Tate, Danny Green, Kevin Stevenson, Ricardo Batanga, Doug Jupe, Mike Gobble, Charles Gaither, and Emily Shelton. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In holy baptism and in that washing, you have cleansed us and given us sight for our souls. This week, be with Weston Weber, Colin Mullen, Donna Lytle, Michelle Nairns, Guadalupe Sepulveda, Hadley German, Lawrence Brown Waluski, Caden Scoville, and Ed Spence, Christopher Suttle, Trey Hines, Rick Greishaber, Emily Schuster, Jan Merchant, and Kathy Nairns. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We thank you for the marriage covenant that it be held in honor in our congregation. Bless Frank and Maria Richards as they celebrate their anniversary and all married couples. May we, O Lord, by the prayers of your servants, ever serve you in these vocations as husbands and wives and parents. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And we pray for the work in Seoul, South Korea, Pastor Carl Hansen, serving throughout Asia in International Lutheran Church. Be with him in his ministry as it continued, since he has served in Taiwan, also in Hong Kong. Be with him at the International Lutheran Center. Bless him and his wife, Chensky, and their daughters, Emma, Andrea, and Lydia, as they serve in Seoul, South Korea. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting in his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.